This podcast is brought to you by our sponsors at Loserpool. Be the last man standing and win £1,000 guaranteed at loserpool.com. For all your taxi needs, download the ADT Taxi app on your smartphone and book your taxi now at ADT Taxis.
Yes, Chappers is back. I am back, Lee Chapman here on Leicester Fan TV's podcast. Listen, got a cracking show for you today. We've got a Love Sport Radio interview, and I've got a cracking interview with an away perspective from the Wolves 77 Club podcast team. And just before we get started, I thought I'd let you guys know that there's a limited edition, very rare, it's number 14 of 30 made. It's from the 2013-14 season when we won the championship. Vichai himself bought these watches for the squad. There is one available. One watch has become available on the market, and we are pushing the raffle ticket. $4.99 a ticket. You can get 5 tickets for the price of 4 with Leicester Fan TV. Go over to leicesterfantv.com and have a look. The draw is in about a month's time, so you've got plenty of time to get yourself a ticket and try and win this watch. I've entered. Make sure you do too. Visit leicesterfantv.com. And with that out of the way, make sure you hit the subscribe button on your podcasting platform. Right, here we go. I'm ready to go.
Love Sport.
You are listening to the Leicester City Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. Well, we are halfway through our Foxes takeover. We just heard from the brilliant Phil Holloway from Leicester Fan TV. And guess what? We're making it a domestic double because now we are joined by Lee Chappie, also from Leicester Fan TV. But he is our Leicester Fan Show King, as he always is. He's with us every week. He is our resident Leicester City correspondent. And Lee, I know you just would have heard what Phil said there, but he just mentioned, he said, the listeners, we're getting you on. They need a lot of luck if we're going to listen to you for the second half.
Well, I'm on social media all over the all sorts of different adverts today that I've been filming in London. So you want to be checking that out as well on socials. I'll retweet them later. That's going to get me into trouble because I mentioned on that Jamie Vardy is definitely a better striker than Harry Kane. So I think that's going to trigger some Spurs fans.
Well, it certainly is. Anything you say, and you've said that on this show, and you've said about Leicester being in the Champions League, you've triggered a lot of fans, Lee. But one thing I have to give you credit for, you've always passionately backed your team, believed in your team, and stood by them thick and thin, and always known that they can keep climbing the levels and reaching the next step.
Yeah, definitely. We've only got to look at where we are, and we're already reaching the next step. The next step is European football. That's definitely the target for the owner. At the moment, we're setting the right path for that. So it's going to be a tricky game coming up with Wolves. Last few fixtures have been interesting, so there's a lot to talk about.
Yeah, there is. A team that's flying high in the Premier League themselves. The game will play out on Valentine's Day. Will it be a Valentine's Day massacre or will it be a loving? We'll talk about that in just a minute, Lee. I do want to ask, though, Lee, and get your thoughts on. It's made a lot of media headlines the last few days, rightly or wrongly. James Maddison sort of enjoying himself at pictured clubs, spending his money. Basically, if I'm honest, Lee, having a good time. It's always a talking point. It just shows actually how far Leicester have come. I know you're a fan, I know you're biased and you'll support your boys, but what did you make of the sort of storming in a teacup that we're seeing?
It's a the scandals about James Maddison, it's happened before, hasn't it? I think it was around when he was picked for the England squad. I think it was a casino scandal.
Yeah.
And now it's something else. That it's winter break and he's not chilling. He's spending his money on and lavishing around with models and blah, 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 blah. The thing is, I'm going to ask you, what would you do if you were earning this sort of money? What would you be doing right now, mate?
Well, this is it. And that's why I agree with it. I mean, look, we can't say that this is their off time. They are completely off. The club have said they've got a few days to themselves. Spend it how they want. And that is up to them, whether I would do that or not. I mean, he's a young guy, he's single, he's enjoying his life. If the club have given permission, then I don't really see the problem. It's up to him how he spends his free time. And really, this is a social media debate, because who said that players weren't doing this 20 years ago, 30 years ago? The only difference, no one knew about it.
Exactly. With social media and, you know, more eyes on off the field, so to speak, they have got to be careful what they're doing, I suppose. But as long as they're keeping it legal and calm, then you can't really say anything, can you? What can you say? If he plays poor, I know he's going to get a backlash, but that's entirely up to him, you know. We'll just see, won't we?
Yeah, I think you've hit the nail on the head, Lee. Look, if he does play poorly in the next few games, you know, that will be the first reason why and the first thing people will look to point the finger at. But ultimately, what is he doing wrong? He's caused no trouble. He's not gotten any trouble.
He's a young lad.
Yeah, Brendan Rodgers hasn't called him in. And I understand that some people's argument is, oh, he's representing the club. Well, yeah, he still is representing the club. He's just gone out there. I mean, this isn't like the stars of Chelsea, Arsenal, Man United, Man City. They all go and do the same as well.
Exactly. It's the modern way, isn't it, at the end of the day? If these guys can't have their own lives and the fans just jumping in on it all the time, then what can they do? Are we expecting them to sit on the sofa until they play a game of football?
Yeah.
Week in, week out. Is that the expectations?
Yeah, we're on the same page, Lee. I think the bottom reason is really it's a slow news week, no football games, and the media needs something to talk about, some headlines to write about. One headline also that we are also seeing and talking about, that the Premier League could be turning to this Netflix-style Premflix where, sign up and all the games are on there, and, you know, obviously it could be big money for the clubs.
Yeah.
What are you making about that?
Yeah, it's the way forward, isn't it? I don't know if it's going to affect I don't know how that will work with the 3 o'clock games, because obviously that's been a thing that in its own right is the 3 o'clock ban on TV fixtures, because it affects the attendances. But to be honest with you, there's still nothing like going to a game. So regardless if this ever came in with the Netflix sort of, you know, footage and coverage, I don't think that's going to affect the attendance of the games, because I would still prefer to go and watch my Leicester City in the ground than watch it on TV. It's just, you don't get the same atmosphere. You don't get the same enjoyment.
Yeah. I think it's only a matter of time. We've seen it, the American leagues do it, the NFL, they have a similar type thing. It's sort of the way the world is going now. Streaming football managers, you feel that it's coming. Another thing that I want to talk about, through the Leicester City lens, but via the Premier League, it's now the transfer window, the summer one, is going back to its original date, August 31st. As a fan and as someone who often speaks about football, do you agree with this, Lee, and what do you make of it? Because the season's already started. We'll still have that worry over players that we're three, four games in here and this player might not be with us next week.
That's going back to the old ways.
Yeah, it was just a one-off trial last year where it closed the day before the season started.
Well, everything's for a trial, and clearly someone didn't like the way that it went. So, I don't know, to be honest with you. It makes it more exciting for media talk, and again, more articles to be made and stuff, if that's how you look at it. It makes more of a talking point off of the field. But I mean, the winter break, for instance, that's just been brought in, hasn't it, to catch up with everyone else's football around the world. So I don't know. I suppose tradition is key, really.
Yeah, tradition is key, but is it the right decision? I know certain clubs, fans...
It's difficult. It's a difficult one, isn't it? It's a difficult one. Let's just... as long as we get some signings.
Yeah, well, maybe that brings us to the summer window then, because will Leicester look to add? We've already spoken about that. And I just spoke to Phil with Harvey Barnes and how brilliant he is, and he's certainly getting the plaudits, and we know it's Madison, it's Harvey Barnes, but one player I really want to talk about is Wilfred Ndidi. For you, Lee, where does he rank amongst holding midfielders, not just in the Premier League but in Europe at the moment? Because when he did miss those games when he was injured, that for me was the key miss.
Yeah, look, he's compared to N'Golo Kanté. He's always compared with N'Golo Kanté at Leicester anyway. I don't know, rival fans, how they look at Ndidi, but at Leicester, we definitely look at him and go, God, he's getting there. He's getting there. Every game you just see he's getting better and better. I've quoted, if you can quote me, I said 3 seasons' time he'll be better than N'Golo. But I don't think he'll be at Leicester in 3 seasons' time. But I think he will be on par with N'Golo Kanté.
Wow, that is a bold claim, Lee. I never doubt you to make him. But for me, N'Golo is absolutely one of the best midfielders in the world.
Yeah, he is.
He's so unsung. I believe that's why France won what they've won, because he was there in Leicester and he went to Chelsea. Such an instrumental player in that side. Lee, I asked Phil the same question and I'll put it to you. We're at 2/3 of the season now. We've got this winter break. We know that the goalposts have changed from what we hoped and expected at the start of the season and how well it's going now. But now we're in the business end. What are you expecting out of the last 13 or so games?
Oh, man. The next fixtures are a bit difficult, aren't they? Let's be honest. You've got the Wolves fixture, which is... Well, we still haven't got revenge, have we? From the 4-3, from that mad game of football. Was it the opening game against Wolves at home? It was, wasn't it? It was 0-0. So we really do need revenge on this Wolves. And they are a cracking side. Let's not deny it. They've had some great results, especially that one against Man City. Was it on Boxing Day or the day after Boxing Day?
They got the double over Man City this season.
Yeah, exactly. Not many teams can say that, can they? Mm. We've got Man City, speaking of them as well. Ooh, it's tough. It's a tough old one. We've even got, is it Man United on the last fixture at home as well?
Yeah, it's a tough run.
We need revenge on that as well, let's be honest.
On that Wolves game then, for you, Lee, how will the game play out? What are you hoping? It is a Friday night game on Valentine's Day. What are you making of it and what's your prediction?
Oh, I'm going to go with... It's going to be a chilly, cold... Hopefully don't get cancelled, eh? The storms are coming again, aren't they?
Could have another winter break of sorts.
Oh, man, the fences are down here, I'll tell you that. I'm going to go with a Leicester revenge because we need that win against them. And I want to see Leicester stay third in the table at least. So I'm going to go with a Leicester away win of 2-1. And I'm going to go with... I'm finally going to get Jamie Vardy to score because he's not had one for quite some time. We've had a break. I think he's going to come back firing on all cylinders.
Firing on all cylinders. You're going with 3 points, kicking it off after the winter break and on the Friday night. And Lee, then, for the season, are they getting the Champions League places?
Of course, mate.
Come on. I wouldn't have it any other way. What a note to end on. Lee, I wish you nothing but the best. It's always brilliant to not only from you, but to get your insight and to have you on the show. But also, you can join Lee. You can join Phil. You can join this show. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. Have your foxes say every Tuesday, 8 to 8.30 on Love Sport Radio.
This is Love Sport.
So they have it, Love Sport Radio there. Predictions are a 2-1 win for Leicester. I'm going with a 2-1 win. Get your predictions in, comment down below. Subscribe to the channel and follow us at Leicester Fan TV.
Your accumulator letting you down again. You've cashed out early. And you just can't win. Prehistoric football coupons? Nah. Have a think about it. Why not play a new way? At Loserpool, pick a loser and win £1,000 in a last man standing tournament. Be a loser and win at Loserpool. Enter for free now. Visit loserpool.com.
What's up, guys? Back on the channel again. We've got a preview with a Wolves podcast group called the Wolves 77 Club. I'll drop them in the description. Literally previewing the game for the Valentine's Day Massacre. Bring it on. Here we go. Oh, man, I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
No, not at all. We were talking before we started recording about the Manchester City game at Molineux back end of 2019. And you said you love that result.
Oh, man. Well, our result weren't so great on Boxing Day. We got absolutely smashed by Liverpool. So, obviously, we was not wanting Man City to beat you guys. So, watching you guys come back and really upsetting them was a great result in the end for us.
Amazing. Absolutely phenomenal atmosphere, and everything just went our way that night after a VAR nightmare. One thing I want to talk to you about, Lee, just before we start, is that Bayliss on the podcast has done a shout that Leicester won't finish in the top four. What's your response to that?
I think that's the ultimate goal, especially now we got knocked out of the League Cup. I mean, we had a chance to go in Wembley and winning some silverware. And to be honest with you, I don't see how we managed to chuck that out the window, because we buried Aston Villa at the King Power, and we should have won that easily the first leg. So to not even be, you know, in it now is kind of annoying. But I think now's the focus is Champions League football. I can't see why we shouldn't. I can't see why we would fall out of it. To be honest with you, we're still cracking side. Had some good results in the season. What is it? There's only about 13 games to go?
13 games left, yeah. I know Leicester are 10 points clear of Sheffield United, who are in fifth. So it would take something monumental, I suppose, to change. But the form of those sides can be mixed right through from Liverpool down.
Yeah, you're right. I think we don't need to worry about Liverpool, though, eh? Because they've definitely won the league now.
I think they might have won the league.
There's no way they're not going to win this.
How do Leicester approach this one, Lee? I suppose they need points on the board to keep in contention with the top four, but Wolves need them the same, possibly for the same reason. European football either way.
Yeah, I think so. Like I've already said, I've really enjoyed watching Wolves this season. That fixture against Man City was brilliant. But I feel like we need revenge from you guys, because you guys did the comeback on us, didn't you?
We did.
That was a mad result, that 4-3
one. That was a crazy game.
Yeah, it was a mad game, wasn't it? Let's be honest.
And would you say that Wolves have got better since then? Do you think Leicester have got better since then? Have both teams improved?
Both teams have been firing on all cylinders. Particularly Leicester, obviously, biased, but we are third in Premier League. Technically speaking, we're the third best team in England. That's just how it is. Maybe we've been a little bit lucky. I don't know, but we're playing really well. We're playing really well under Brendan Rodgers. It's great to see. The players seem to be huddled together a lot at the minute. So under Claude Puel, it wasn't so great.
How does Brendan Rodgers set
up? There was no atmosphere. Under Claude Puel, there was no atmosphere at Leicester at all whatsoever. There was no personality in the conferences, you know, in the interviews and the press conferences and stuff. He just had there was no personality, and that didn't come out on the pitch or the players and the fans, resulting in dead atmosphere.
How does Brendan Rodgers set up for this one? Tough fixture away from home.
Yeah, it is going to be a tough ask, I got to say, especially because of the previous result. What's the previous stats on these two? I can't quite remember. I've not gone to the top of my head. Total wins and losses, I can't remember. Because that always means something, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I think Leicester's one of only two teams Wolves have kept a clean sheet against this season. Obviously, first game of the season.
And the whole VAR that was a boring opener, wasn't it?
It was a little bit, considering what we'd had last year. Do you think it's going to be a high-scoring game?
I think Leicester need to come back from this League Cup problem that we've had, and knock that on the head. And the Chelsea game, I think we could have really got the win there. Two sitters missed, particularly Vardy, and I think was it Iheanacho as well. So I think we just need to put some goals away, and Jamie Vardy needs to get back on the goal scoring sheet, because he's not scored since he's had his little one. I think was it around Christmas time, so he's still not scored.
How do you stop Adama Traore?
Oh, I don't know. It's going to be a tough ask. He's a great player. He reminds me of a rugby player, that guy.
He is. I think he was going to try for NFL at one point. He's superhuman sometimes, it does seem. But
is he your favourite down there?
I think Jimenez is probably the proper favourite, but I think maybe Traore is a close second, especially with the form that he's in.
And Jota as well.
Yeah, incredible players. He's obviously just coming back from injury, and they've actually had an extended break, which they haven't had for a long time, with the season starting in sort of July with the Europa League. So, you know, they're going to be fresh for this one.
Is there anything that's happened to your club, by the way, in the media? Because our James Maddison has been in the media again, this time, because he's been spending his money and whatnot abroad on models and £2,000 bottles of wines and all this. Does this happen to you guys at all? Do you see this in your local newspapers and stuff? Or is it just
Do you know what?
I don't know. Is it an attack on James Madison?
I don't know what it is. I think it seems that certain players get picked up by the British press. They're usually England players. And
yeah,
I guess that's why Madison's been picked up. But to be honest, in terms of maybe Jimenez and that sort of thing, he's been in Hello magazine because him and his girlfriend are pregnant. And that's it. And there's really nothing else. They sort of stay away from the social media. They're not flashing and splashing the cash as much as, well, they might be. We just don't know about it. But I just don't think, you know, those foreign players for a team like Wolves are really that much of an interest to someone like the Sun. Whereas when you've got James Maddison, who's an England player, England starter, it becomes a bit more, you know, Rooney and the whole Wags thing back in the maybe 2006.
It's scandals, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's scandals.
Is. Yeah, of course. And, it, you know, it sells newspapers. But
do you guys, you know, going back to the game itself, though, do you guys think you're going to defend deep and play on the counter? Because that seems to be the Wolves' way at the moment.
I think it's one of those. We're looking at stats of Connor Cody this week. And in terms of ball-playing centre-halves or sweepers in the Premier League, he's top with the most completed. So it's not really smashing teams on the break. It's building the attack. So having Willy Bolly back, he slotted straight back in last time out and was incredible. So he will play a part again, no doubt. I think he improves every defence in the Premier League, to be fair. Maybe bar Liverpool, although I'd rate him better than Gomez or Matip. I think it's about building the play. It's about spreading. It's about using those wing-backs and the wingers, of course. You know, everything really pretty much goes through Traore, and when you've got three men on him, it opens up Jota on the other side or Neto, and you know, it's a recipe for disaster for teams trying to play against that.
Yeah, well, Leicester like to play, that's the thing. So it's going to be, I think it is going to be a different game to the opener. I think the opening game goes either one way or the other, doesn't it? It's either a goal scoring game or it's flat, and I think our opening game was flat, and I think this time round it's going to be wide open, I think. Leicester, I can imagine, are going to play probably their basic 11, which will be Ben Chilwell, Ricardo Pereira, Johnny Evans, Soyuncu, Casper in the sticks, and your usuals on the pitch as well. Madison's going to be up top with Vardy. Vardy's going to be up top with Madison behind him. And, you know, it's just going to be the usual, I think, 11 with Leicester. How do you see Wolves lining up?
I think it's probably going to be, it'll be Patricio in goal, it'll be Doherty, Johnny, those will be your wing-backs. Then you're looking at probably Romain Saïss, keeping Dendonka out on the left-hand side of the three at the back, Cody in the middle, Bolly on the right again, usually used to playing on the left, but he's done well on the right, to be fair. Then you've got Neves, that man Matinho in there too. I think Jota, Traore, Jimenez, and, you know, that's pretty much going to be what Wolves are shaping up at, I would imagine.
Right. Score predictions? Are you feeling confident, strong against this Leicester side, or do you think we're going to edge it?
I think we always concede. That's a given. So we'll go with, I think a 2-1 Wolves. I'm always optimistic, but I'd like to see some goals. I think we really need the win. What about you?
I'm going to go, I've already said my predictions on the radio, I'm not going to change my mind. I'm going to go for a Leicester win, but I'm going to say it's going to be close. I'm going to go for a 2-1 Leicester win.
You're crazy, Lee.
to push on for the Champions League. We've got to secure that Champions League spot. We've got to secure it.
Perfect, mate. If I just say goodbye, is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, best of bad luck, of course, Lee, for the weekend. Well, Friday night. Have you got any plans, by the way? Are you going? Are you taking the missus out? Are you taking the missus to the football?
I love how you brought that into the equation.
Are you in the doghouse? Are you going to wake up covered in nails and panels of wood?
The missus is actually watching me do this right now, and she's already giving me some funny looks. I won't say anything about Valentine's Day because it was a surprise. So. cheers for putting me on the spot.
One hell of a surprise when you're not there and you're at the football.
dearie me. No, I'm not. I don't think I'll be going, but... you know, I'll catch up with it all afterwards.
I've got to leave you now because I can feel it getting extremely awkward in there. But Lee, thank you so much for your time. And look, best of luck sorting out the other half.
Cheers, lads. Okay. Right. I'm not getting a missus on, but she is genuinely giving me the evils. Football. Valentine's Day football. We all know. Right.
Thanks for watching. Thanks for subscribing. If you haven't subscribed, hit the subscribe button. Like the video. Get your comments in. Get your predictions in. Do you think Leicester are going to secure Champions League football? Let us know. Let us know your thoughts at Leicester Fan TV. You can at us at Leicester Fan TV on socials as well. Visit LeicesterFanTV.com if you're into competitions. We've got a few bits and bobs to give away. We've got a pink shirt, a pink Leicester shirt to give away because they're all sold out now, as you know. And we've got a few left. Thanks to Pink Vehicle Leasing for that one. And if you're into beer, you can always go for an Everard's Tigot, a keg of beer on LeicesterFanTV.com. Go and have a look, check us out. I'll see you soon, guys. Come on, Leicester. Let's get those 3 points. Let's secure Champions League football. This podcast is brought to you by our